Let's make some money. And the best part of it is it's coming off of our own football team. Nothing better when you can apply what you know to any type of futures bet, even if it's something right down the street here, as far as our ducks are concerned, or anything that we have a wealth of information for. There's this old adage, you never bet on your own teams. It's nonsense. If anything, if you can separate your heart from the conversation, you better be betting on your own team. Nobody has a better wealth of information, both positive and negative. Nobody can look at a squad from a betting standpoint better than you, the fan, covering, watching that team on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. So when the Ducks come out at number 11 and there is a clear pathway for them to make the playoffs, we don't raise eyebrows. We raise the stakes. We go to the book and we say, slam it. Let's make some money off of Oregon's pathway to the playoffs. At Shander Shows, how you get me on Twitter, 750 the game, 503-417-7575. Remember that number because we're going to get you with week zero bets. Before we get out of here, this segment, reminder, top of the hour, Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports, is going to join us with some inside information regarding this most likely trade between Portland, Philadelphia, and a mystery third team. Before that, from 11 to 4, that's all I need to get. From 11 to 4, there are going to be some other teams in front of Oregon, make no mistake, but there is a pathway now that the Ducks have, and all they really need to do is figure out one small little thing, and then all of a sudden we've got something here. Right off the bat, if you look at where odds are for Oregon to make the playoffs, yes, plus 650, slam it. What? Well, what are you talking about? This team isn't even in the top 10. You want me to, Shander, you want me to slam the Ducks to make the playoffs? No, it's minus 1,200. What are we doing here? We're looking at scenarios and realistic chances for teams in front of Oregon. And I don't mean the SEC teams. I mean non-SEC teams. Cincinnati, for example, is in an impossible situation. They're coming from a conference that's simply not respected. So they have to not only run the table, but they have to do it in an emphatic fashion. It's not going to happen. North Carolina, love Mack Brown and all, but it ain't happening out there in UNC. Yes, when you look at how the conference is split, there is at least a conversation for the Tar Heels to make it, but they're not going to get over that signature victory that Oregon has a chance to actually do something with. Win total sits at 9 wins for the Ducks. Slam it, over, over, over on everything. But more importantly, the plus 650 to make the playoffs is where I think you can really attack this value. And if we're doing that, and I'll explain why in a second, I just want to make sure that you have these bets here in front of you because that's the biggest thing. It's not just plus 650 to make the playoffs. It's also plus 5,000 to win the national championship because of value that will be gone immediately following week two. Everything here is predicated on the Ducks having an opportunity, and I think a fairly good chance. Follow me here. To move through, get a victory in Columbus, and beat Ohio State. It would be an upset. But the Buckeyes breaking in a first-time starter at quarterback. 50-1 national championship odds are going to dip significantly for the Ducks if, in fact, they're able to get into Columbus and get that week two win. They have a chance to open this thing up week one and see if they can work some kinks out. But the reality is everything now is based off of Anthony Brown picking things up. And this is why I love, because I've seen this before. I've seen what Moorhead was able to do as the quarterback coach, offensive coordinator in Penn State. I saw that firsthand with Trace McSorley. Making it so simple. We talked about Seattle last segment as far as the Seahawks and a new offensive coordinator trying to make just life easier for Russell Wilson. Expect that and then some and more for Brown here. From BC, he's definitely the starter, and it's just about distancing yourself from the rest of the Pac-12 first. 80%, ninth in the country, 86%, that's ninth in the country of returning production back for the Ducks. We already know how legit, how crazy this defense can be. So apply it here. Anthony Brown picks up the reins. The defense is intact. You hit Columbus, Ohio, ground running, take advantage of a team that's still trying to get their new quarterback, his feet wet. Controlled by the defense, which we know can play on the road. All of a sudden, you're talking about a low-scoring game heading into the fourth quarter, 13-10. Hopefully Oregon. But next thing you know, we're having this conversation about one of the biggest early season upsets we've seen. Not to say that 11 beating a ranked team in the playoffs right now is a shocker, but this is Ohio State. And much like you and I here are going to be dancing in the streets after that victory, after that upset, it will be looked at around the country as the go-to reason why Oregon gets bumped up. And then it's just a matter of taking care of business in conference. You'll have to deal with Washington. A trip to that's going to be one of the more difficult games just to get over. UCLA is another one kind of hovering where we know Chip Kelly brings back a ton on defense. That may be the biggest issue for Washington is while they're a factory and they've been able to replace guys who are gone on D, this year they're going to have to do that. Offense, on the other hand, good luck. I mean, they're better as far as what they've returned back than the Ducks, but you also have an 80-1 long shot to win the national championship. That's 30 points higher from what we see with the Ducks. Yes, they have insane value, but there's also an ROI on what you place, on what you bet. There's also a return of investment on what exactly you're wagering. So in this case for Oregon, it's mainly a matter of going light, definitely around Brown and not asking him, as I saw firsthand Morehead able to do with McSorley, not having McSorley be the main cog here. 2 minutes, we'll hit you with the week zero bets. And hopefully you can tail and make some money here. We'll do this each and every week as we head into the weekend for three or four big college football bets. And not everything is going to be a big game. Not everything is about at Shander Show, of course, 503-417-7575. It is 7:50 the game. Reminder, top of next hour, Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports, will join us. Keeps telling me, got the text. Hey, should probably have me on my show, your show, meaning my show, because I have some inside information about what could happen in the next month or so with Damian Lillard, Ben Simmons, and a mystery third. He wouldn't even tell me the third team until we get on the air. So he teased me, and I in turn have to tease you now because I don't even know. It's not like I have this information here in front of me and I'm just waiting and holding on to it. I wouldn't do that to you. If I had something, if I had a nugget, then bam, you have it as well. That's why we're giving you this pathway here for the Ducks. You beat Ohio State week two, finish this division off, which is not going to be easy. We already know Arizona State is dealing with a lot from the NCAA, this cloud hanging over. USC has the quarterback, the defense. They will be a threat, but they have to put it together. And a trip to South Bend could definitely, I see, be their undoing. Week zero is all about taking advantage of the beginning of the season, where preseason, spring ball, things along those lines, just they're done at this point, out of the conversation. So I think the biggest area of attack here for week zero would honestly be Illinois and what's expected, at least, from that conference more so than anything else. Look, you're going to get the UConns, you're going to get the UTEPs, which will hit. But most importantly here, when we're talking about simply, and I'll give you a great teaser before we get out of here, that I think you could play. But I think that there is a great pathway here to at least looking at week zero as a chance to take somebody by surprise. And that's where I think the Illinois game becomes a huge, at 7, huge play here. Look, there's just going to be, from Nebraska's standpoint, a lot of chaos, a lot of turmoil. I don't think they're 7 points better than the Illini as well. Nebraska on the road for that first game. Too many factors here to be laying a full touchdown against a fellow Big Ten team that's not going to go away, that actually has improved a little bit to the point in where 7 points is too big of a line. It's playing off of the Nebraska name, and that's not one that I jump into. We also have Hawaii coming to the mainland, taking on UCLA. Told you about Chip. They return a lot of guys on defense, pretty much everybody. Hawaii has struggled early weeks starting their season or early in the season heading the mainland. They just don't have enough to score points. Smash that under. Smash it to where you feel even better about it. I throw two units on there at that point. And lastly, UConn, Fresno State. Anything you can get with Fresno State, if it's over the total or if it's laying the points with Fresno State, UConn is an absolute abomination. And we should be making money off of abominations. Eitan Shander at Shander Show on Twitter. We'll hit our show poll coming up next. Before that, Kurt Heelan with some inside info on Dame Dalla and where he may head. It's all here on 750 The Game.